Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, folks? What is happening? This is Black People Business Wednesday on Saturday, and this is your host, Stacey F. Johnson, and the founder and director of the Association of African American Single Mothers, Jessica and Freddie and Chris's mom, Elijah's grandma, and the shit, basically, up in this piece. You feel me? Anyway, it's Saturday night. It is supposed to be date night for people who are truly in love. You feel me? So if nobody's listening to me right now, they're supposed to be on a date. They're supposed to be at the movies and then a restaurant or a restaurant and movies and, or something nice. You know, if you have a relationship, and that's what I really wanted to start tonight about, but we're going to talk about when a nigga get up in your shit and you got to put him back up, back down in his own shit. That's what we're talking about today. And we're going to finish up the little... You know, keeping bullshit out your pee. Anyway, it's Saturday night. And, you know, me personally, I've dated 3 children for about 20 years. And that was, although it was nice, it was exciting. We had company every weekend because Freddie, Jesse, and Chris is my, know how to cook. And just do it. So I dated children for 20 years. And say, well, one day I'll be able to date adults. You feel me? And that day has finally come. And I have the most wonderful time dating adults because I know exactly what to do. Because when you are alone forever, it's your choice because you love your children and you have to do everything on the under, you think, I think. I think now that they're older, they tell me I did some things on the under, but a lot of stuff. They just love me. Anyway, so now that you're older and stuff, and you've done stuff the right way, and you've been alone long enough to, and this shit is skipping. The ads never skip, but the music skips. I don't understand that. You know, you kind of learn to get to know yourself, and you have to really love yourself. And that's my key. If you can truly love yourself, so many relationships are messed up because the two people that get into them don't love themselves so tremendously much first. So when they get in a relationship, they can't give another person unconditional love because they don't have it for themselves. So my best thing that I was able to do as being very single and very me and very, you know, confused, and very just loving my kids and really trying to give them the best shot, considering I never intended to be a single mom raising those 3 wonderful little bundles by myself, that I tried to give them the best that I could and all of my attention, which I think they deserved because it wasn't their fault their mom and dad couldn't get along, you know, and be married. So, you know, I got to date 10,000 niggas or whatever and to try to be happy again in a romance when I got 3, you know, innocent victims as a result of a marriage. Oh, hell no. I love my kids too much to put them through that. So, you know, I sacrificed, you know, relationships and real ones. Anyway, you know, for my kids, and now that they've grown and I started not, you know, and you get to love yourself. So you know how to love somebody. So it's supposed to be date night. I mean, I'm not going to go too deep into it, but a friend of mine said, hey, look, you're doing too much because people don't be used to all of that you're doing. So you need to stop doing so much when you do stuff. But that's how I do. I mean, if I care for you, I'm going to show you, and it involves everything I got. You know what I'm saying? So it's date night. Make a date night for those that you love, whether it's your children or, you know, whether you hunker down with your kids. I mean, my kids knew it was Saturday night, shoot. Mom came home with everything. Because, first of all, mom worked, okay, maybe sometimes 2 jobs. So Sunday, if, you know, if we was churchy, we went to church and came home and I cooked and blah, blah, blah. And sometimes I cooked for a whole 3 or 4 days so I wouldn't have to cook again Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday kind of stuff. But we was hunkered down, okay? Saturday we was hunkered down. Mom had everything, four pizzas, just in case she didn't want to cook, and all our 10,000 friends, all our brothers' friends, and they mamas who never cooked, okay, was at Miss Stacy's house because Miss Stacy cooked. And Miss Stacy had food, and Miss Stacy had the most expensive video games for them ungrateful little brats, okay? All right? But Miss Stacy just said, just be quiet, be good, don't be smoking weed because you ain't old enough. And my kids were good. My kids had fun, good, innocent, good fun, as far as I knew, but they said, no, they didn't. But I'm like, you know what? Yeah, you did, because nobody called me, okay? So, yeah, you did. You were smart enough not to get up in some stupid shit until everybody was grown, and then I could tell you all to go hasta la vista, baby. You know what I'm saying? My kids had good, clean fun, and it's because their mom started trying to stay good and clean. But it's date night for those of you that don't have kids. And if you do have kids, it's date night for you and your kids. Figure out something fun and exciting, like I took them to the little place where they could see the stars. Or I took them, I always try to take them out to dinner to show them that they were normal kids. And just because they had a single mom, they wasn't broke. As the perception everywhere across the world, single moms, they're so bad off. I'm like, well, excuse me, I'm a single mom and my daughter got a car. And you married and your daughter ain't got a car. So I don't understand how single moms, I broke that little dumbass stereotype 10 ways to Sunday with me and my children, okay? Shit, the single mom had all the shit up in her piece, okay? And food, okay, and fun. But she never went nowhere because she knew we'd be up there up in her shit. And she didn't do nothing because my job was to be there on date night with my children. But if you don't have children, you know, plan a date night. Do something creative for the people that you love. Friday, Saturday, it's sacred time. For me, it's sacred. Saturday night, Sunday, sacred for the people that I love the most. So that's enough of that shit. Anyway, so what are we talking about? When a nigga get up in your piece. And you can't let anybody, you know what, everybody was set up for this. So let's see. Let me start from where I ended. But it's date night, so I'm dating y'all tonight. Just so you got no date. And you know what, and that's another casualty of being, doing your thing for so many years. As soon as you see the smallest little shit, you're like, You know what, I think I'll see you in like 4 or 5 or 6 days. But that's good. Until you get to know somebody well enough to want to be all up in them all the time. You know what I'm saying? People be jumping into shit too quick and then wondering why you want to chop each other's head off. And then you, what to do when a nigga get up in your piece. And then I got to calm you down. Okay? So. Let's start where we finished last time, which is, you know, to get bullshit out of your life, two major things. You maintain a level of wisdom within yourself and your soul and your peace and your being and yourself, and the only way to do that, my good people, is to seek him in your morning. If your morning is noon, seek him in your morning. If your morning, like me, is 3 or 4 or 5 a.m., seek him in your morning. Find, ask him, seek him, and he will find you and make you where you need to be. And that's one thing I wanted to mention today. You know, I had a conversation with my young daughter, 24, almost 25-year-old, Jessica, and she has really grown spiritually. And to the point where even I can't stop her when she gets on the road. And I just listen to what she's saying. I'm just so proud at her young age that, you know, and again, you know, when you step out on faith in a belief in what you want to do, whether it's good or bad, you know, you have a certain level of protection because you're walking out in a certain level of faith. And when my daughter walked out of her lovely home that I prepared for so long, and she just walked out and left, when she did that, she had a level of faith that carried her through until today. And she is, like, where I am, like, right now, but she's 24, okay? She ain't 48. and she's only going to get better. You know, and some of the things that she was saying, it's kind of like, oh, and the enemy, and the enemy, and the enemy, and I just, you know, I'm listening because I stop judging people because everybody's at their own level of whatever they're doing. So I'm, like, listening and just throwing in my little piece when I can get in. It's like, well, you know, babe, we make, I mean, the enemy is our own self, you know, so it's not some outside force that we can't handle. It's something that we've created. So if thing, whatever that is, we can reverse that by thinking beyond, da, da, da. And she was, like, with it, you know, and it's, like, it's so nice to hear. My 24-year-old daughter, almost 25 in January, might as well say 25-year-old daughter, and really in tune with Christ and spirituality more than religion. You know, it's like you have to be, Christ was teaching spirituality. He wasn't teaching religion. He was teaching what was real about us, and everything about us is really, the world is created, the things that we see, the way that we are, the world that it is created based on our consciousness. And it's the overall consciousness of humanity that makes the world the way that it is. So look at the world the way that it is and figure what's the overall consciousness level of the people in it. It's not love and goodness and kindness and mercy and love and goodness and giving and caring and sharing. It's not the Barney type shit, I tell you that right now. And Christ and God and whoever, if anybody is to come back, they say they will not do it until that peace and love has reigned. So when all the dumb people were saying, oh, this kind of world's going to end on the 21st, well, what they were really talking about is like the, you know, the fish, that is the age of, whatever Jesus was, the age of the, I got to look it up. But the age that we are in now is the age of Aquarius, where peace and love is supposed to reign and where it will begin to reign. So the age of the, it's the difference between the fish and the something else. You know, oh, my God, I come half prepared. But that's the age that we're in right now, and it's the age where peace and love will begin to reign. And see, the thing that we are in the middle of right now, where humanity is in the middle of right now, are people that think that their outside dictates what happens within them, but it's totally opposite and it's totally backwards. and religion helps to perpetuate that backwardness. So I'm just going to go over some stuff. I mean, the purpose of the conversation tonight is, how do you eliminate bullshit? It's first to understand how you were created. I mean, if you don't know how you were created, you don't know this thing that you have, this body that you have, this mind that you have, you don't really understand how it works. So you're susceptible to anybody's thoughts. You're susceptible to disease. You're susceptible to depression. You're susceptible to whatever the outside dictates because you think that makes your world, where it's totally opposite. Your world is created from what you think and what you feel from the inside. So you have to understand that you have to maintain a level of goodness on your inside in order to maintain a level of goodness on your outside. If you can maintain a level of greatness on your inside, the outside would dictate what's on the inside. And when the great gospel people, Paul, John, Mark, Luke, when Jesus, his dude, Jesus. So, you know, what they were talking about, what they were teaching us about was consciousness, not sin, not the fig trees dying, not men and women and how we rule over each other. They weren't talking about any of that. And so we have to understand that in order to deal with bullshit, in order to deal with people that get in your face, and you have to understand who you are and how you're created. So, again, back to who you are and how you're created. The womb of creation is your subconscious. Your consciousness dictates who you are. So as you think really is what you live. The way you think is who you are. So if you think bad thoughts, you live a bad life. I mean, it's really, really very simple. So let's see. let's start from the beginning. Yesterday, we were talking about the ability to turn off bullshit, and it starts with two things, understanding wisdom. And to understand wisdom is to understand how you're made. And again, in repetition, we are creative beings. We're made in the image and the likeness of our Creator. And God is a creator. He said, let there be whatever, and there was whatever. We're the same way. But we create through our consciousness. So our consciousness is like a stream, and it's divided into two parts. There's the conscious realm, which is your thinking, decision-making, senses-reflecting part, and your subconscious, and that's the womb of creation. That's something we have no control over. But the one that we do have control over, and they call your subconscious conscious, your male and your female, your yin and your yang, that's what's created. So you create your world by in two parts, by what you think, and what you think and constantly think gets so embedded into your subconscious, which is your creative part. It's your creative part, and it's amazing, and it's crazy. And like I said, it's Black people are the last people to think about it and to get it to work. And it works through feeling. Your subconscious works through feeling. So however you feel, that your subconscious is going to take those feelings that you had, those feelings that you cry about, you are happy about, that your subconscious takes those feelings that you have, and they take those feelings and they reflect in your outer world what you feel. So if you constantly feel that you're not loved, if you constantly feel the world is fucked up, if you constantly feel like I did, like all white people are racist, well, then guess what? Your outer world is going to reflect a whole lot of white racists getting up in your face, a whole lot of people not loving you. But if your subconscious reflects good things, then you have good things happen. And it's the wound of creation. Your subconscious is the wound of creation. It creates what you live in. So let's go back to if a nigga get up in your face. Remember, your subconscious creates your outer world based on your feelings. So if a nigga gets up in your face and he is able to invoke negative feelings inside of you that maintain forever and ever, and you talk about this shit forever and ever and ever and ever, where you're telling your subconscious, please continue to give me shit like this shit forever and ever and ever. It's crazy and it's very simple. So you as a person, don't even see yourself as a body. See yourself as a conscious being that has two portions to you. One portion you have control over, your thoughts, your feelings. And the way you have control over your thoughts and your feelings about what you say and what you think. So you have control over what you say and what you think. And what you say and what you think can make your feelings. So if you control what you say and what you think, you control your feelings. And if you control your feelings, you control what is produced in your outer world. Your feelings create your outer world. It's very simple. It's as simple as that. So if you walk around feeling, and I had to always tell my oldest son, oh, no, nothing ever worked right for me. I'm like, well, you know what? It's going to continue not to work right for you because you're walking around giving out the feeling that nothing works right for you. So that feeling is going to be produced in your outer world, dumbass. Stop saying it.
Oh, yeah, my old girlfriend told me something in there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, now you listen. Okay? So don't think of yourself as a human being. Think of yourself as a ball of consciousness because that's what we are. And it's divided into two parts, a part you can control and a part you cannot control. And the part that you cannot control creates your life, dummy. So, but the part that you can control programs the part that you cannot control. So, the part that you can control is saying, I am healthy. I am prosperous. I am going in the right direction. I am blessed. I am wonderful. I am loved. That's the part that you can control. And the more that you repeat a thing, the more you begin to believe it. And belief is a programming of your subconscious mind. Belief is nothing but the programming of your subconscious mind. So before you take your tired little ass to sleep tonight, you start to program your subconscious mind because it works for you when you're sleeping, and when you wake up, and it's just that simple. It's magical, okay? I start to say some things, and within days, if I feel it strong enough, it will happen immediately. The stronger the feeling for the thing, that's why Jesus said, love is the ultimate thing, because when you maintain a feeling of love and you're thinking of things that you want in a loving way, you automatically get it. It doesn't take much time, okay? So with niggas that get up in your face, see, if you're able to let them invoke a feeling of anger in you that lasts for days and days, well, that's a feeling that you're programming into your subconscious mind. That's a feeling of anger that you're saying, subconscious, I need situations and circumstances. I need you to program situations and circumstances right now in my outer world that line up with anger. So when a nigga gets up in your face, you simply hear what he has to say, but you don't let your feelings get involved. And don't tell black people that, but it's something you have to work at. You know, I mean, you have to work at it. And I had it worked out with regular people, and then God brought my children into the mix. And when it's your kids, it's a totally different thing to not react with feeling when it's your own children. You know, motherfuckers in the street, you ain't got a problem. But when it's your children, I'm like, oh, we even set this up, not reacting to people to a whole different level. It's my children. You know, but when you allow some things that happen to you affect you emotionally, your emotions, or your feelings. And when you involve those, you're saying subconscious, this is what I want in my life. You can respond to any ignorant in the world without letting your feelings be involved. You can accept it. You can accept it as far as listening to it. And then you can let it go. And that's really what you should do when a motherfucker get up in your face, because you know who you are. And the more that you accept whatever feeling you accept and you harbor and you hold on to and you think about and you ponder upon, whether it's being broke or being married to the wrong motherfucker or hating your sister or hating your mother or just hating, period, or anything other than those things that are of a virtuous nature, then that's exactly what you're programming into your subconscious mind. And you're asking your subconscious to bring you more of that into your life. And it's really just that simple. So now when I deal with people, I don't let them get the emotional part of me anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't really know what you're talking about. You know, really. You really don't even really know where you're coming from with half the shit you're saying. So why would I, as an intelligent person, an enlightened person, basically, now that I am fully enlightened as to how I'm designed and how God really created me, I'm a ball I'm a ball of consciousness, and I will live what is the higher of my two balls of consciousness. There's only good and bad, and the closer I get to love instead of hate, the quicker I'll get to the things that I want. And now I see myself as, you know, I see myself as a person that I am the person that I want to be already, but I'm just like stuck. I'm like on an elevator, and I haven't quite got to the highest level yet. I'm floating somewhere, but I'm going to get there, and the faster, sooner I get there is the sooner I'm able to float in the frequency that God intended me to be, the frequency that made me. You know what I'm saying? The frequency that made me is the frequency of love. My mother and father was loving each other. That's how I came to be. So when I float as close as I can to that frequency, anybody that's come near death and come back, they say, you know, I just felt so much unconditional love. It was just like ridiculous. I didn't even almost didn't want to come back. Well, when you float at that frequency, you're at God's frequency, because that's the frequency of the instant creation. It's like love. It's like everything that was created that's good, whether it's computers or you and me, because our parents loved each other, you know. The act of love made us, you know what I'm saying? And when we float at that frequency, then we get all the things that are good and kind and of a good report and everything that is the deepest desires of our heart. When we don't, we get those things that are just of the opposite nature. So I don't know what time it is, and I don't even know if I should take a break, but I am. Okay? When a nigga get up in your face, picture that nigga as a horse, on a horse, and I'm going to explain that when I get back. Right now I'm going to play a new life because we were reborn every day. And when you see yourself as a ball of consciousness, one is programmable, one is not. And you can program your world if you understand how it works. It's a Diary Black of the Business Wednesday. On date Sunday, you my date. Be right back. This is Black People Business Wednesday. Hold on, I'm going to speak a phone. On Friday, and this is the host, Stacey F. Johnson, and we're talking about eliminating bullshit and, you know, what you do when a nigga get up in your face. Well, first of all, you got to understand that, you know, everybody got some issues, okay? That's first off. But, you know, understand that when you invoke any feeling, whether it's good or bad, you are sending out a direct signal to the universe to say, this feeling is what I want. So this is what I want you to consider, and we'll talk about more about it tomorrow. When someone gives you a feeling of angry or whatever it is, just imagine that they ass has jumped on a wild horse. And imagine how, you know, an angry horse, he jumped on the resentful horse, the jealous horse. Just imagine that they jumped on a horse, and that sooner or later they're going to get their ass up off it. But the main thing is that you don't join them on their horse, because when you join them in a feeling kind of way, you're asking the universe to give you exactly that. So this is Black People Business Wednesday on Saturday. We will be back tomorrow on Sunday, kicking more knowledge on what it means to really be spiritual, understanding that you are really a ball of consciousness. Your thinking man creates the program for your working man, your subconscious. The subconscious works for you whether you're asleep or awake, and how you program it is how your life turns out. And it all happens through the medium of feeling. So whatever you feel, whatever you give your feelings to, whether it's hate or love, is what the world is going to create for you. And we all want a loving, caring atmosphere in our lives. So understand, always give out the feeling of love, and that's what the universe will respond back. So we love you, I love you, gotta love you, I ain't got no choice. And join me tomorrow and be good. And love, niggas, because that's the only way you're gonna get shit.